Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Here's a fun fact.
Yeah?
Yeah. Women spend more time wondering what men are thinking than men actually spend thinking.
Oh man, yeah. That is wisdom right there.
It's
there.
Truth.
That is a pearl.
That's gospel, isn't it? Yeah, right. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
I used to have winter fat, but now I have spring rolls.
Me too. Yeah. Spring rolls.
Spring rolls. Yeah, betcha. Love may be blind, but marriage is a real eye-opener.
It is, isn't it?
You betcha. Yeah. Do pampered cows produce spoiled milk?
Yes, they do.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, they don't
worry about spoiling your children. They just smell that way sometimes, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a great joke about amnesia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it.
Learn sign language. It's very handy.
Handy.
Very handy.
Yeah. I got a few signs.
Yep. That's right. If you have a discussion with a vegan, is it still called a beef?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. That one's going to keep me up at night.
Deep. Deep. Here's a few good quotes. Jackie Collins said, "The biggest critics of my books are the people who have never read them."
Right.
That's a true statement. Mm-hmm. The biggest critics of the Bible
have never read it. Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Ehrlich says, "To err is human, but to really foul things up, you need a computer."
Oh, boy.
To really mess things up. Yeah.
Just go ahead and delete that kernel. Yeah. See what happens.
Oh, yeah. I don't need this. What is this on here? What is this here? I don't need it. I'll just delete that. Lily Tomlin said, "Man invented language to satisfy his deep need to complain."
Okay.
I'll
go along with that.
Yep. Robert Heinlein said, "Women and cats will do as they please. Men and dogs should relax and just get used to the idea."
Amen.
Amen.
The sooner you do, the better off your life will be.
Ann Lander said, "If you want your children to listen, try talking softly to someone else."
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out with Roy.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah.
All you got to do is whisper.
He couldn't hear you unless you were whispering. You know, it's interesting. As I get older, you know, my hearing is worse and worse. Mm-hmm. When my wife leans over and whispers in my ear, it sounds like a dishwasher. It's just, whoosh, 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 whoosh. I don't hear a dang thing, she says.
Speak up.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk. She says, "You're not whispering." I know, because I can't hear you.
Whisper.
I can't. Yeah, right. Let's see. Milton Berle said, "A committee is a group that keeps the minutes and loses hours."
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to hang that one on the wall.
You got it. Stuart Turner said, "If you think women are the weaker sex, try pulling the blankets back on your side of the bed."
Isn't that the truth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Along with the dog.
Yeah. Oh, and a dog. Yeah. Yeah. Gary Delaney says, "I tell you what always catches my eye. Mm-hmm. Short people with umbrellas."
That's funny.
I know.
That's
right. Yeah. I like this one. This one came from Cindy Marzon, who said, "I have Alzheimer's bulimia."
Yeah.
Yeah. First, I eat everything in sight, and then I forget to puke.
That's right.
Eat, then I forget to puke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a great show coming at us
goody,
this week.
Goody,
yeah. Stamey's riding along with us. Yeah. Joe Nelson has some poetry. We have Wiley in the Wild West.
Wow.
Yeah, Don Edwards. We have Bren Hill. We're going to start with New West.
Nice.
Yeah, let's do it. This is the Remember Song.
looking for my wallet and my car keys. They can't have gone too far. Well, just as soon as I find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are. I'm supposed to meet someone for lunch today, but I can't remember where or who it is I am meeting. But it's in my organizer somewhere, which I left out on the counter. Or was it outside in the car? The last time I remember driving was to that memory enhancement seminar. Now what's that far off distant ringing and that strangely familiar tone? Must be the person I am meeting calling on my brand new cordless phone, which I left under the covers. Or was it outside on the lawn? I've got just one more ring to go before my phone machine goes on. Hi, this is Dave, and your call sure means a lot to me. So leave a message in the tone, and I'll do my dangdest to remember to call you back when I get home. Beep, Dave, this is Carol. I'm trying not to cry. I've been waiting here an hour. I thought you loved me. This is goodbye. That voice sure sounds familiar. That name, it rings a bell. Let's see now. Where was I? Oh well. Looking for my wallet and my car keys. They can't have gone too far. Well, just as soon as I find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are.
That is our theme song. There is no doubt about that. Yeah. Looking for my wallet and my car keys.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. What's that ringing?
Yeah. What's that ringing? Vaguely familiar tone. Yeah. Great way to start out Clear Out West Radio Show with New West, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Same song, second verse.
Same song, second verse.
Different verse. Yeah. So what made you think of this topic?
Well, I think about the seasons.
Yeah.
You know, and the different projects that go along.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of variation.
Same song, second verse.
You know, from year to year, but still a variety, right?
Yes. Okay, same song, but a different verse. Okay, no, I buy that. You know, I look forward to the first snow.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything gets covered up that I didn't get done, and I don't know about it till spring.
The projects are gone.
Projects are done. Yep, that's right. Yeah, doesn't matter, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, until the spring rolls.
Well, spring until I get spring rolls.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. No, I got to thinking about Sam's nephew Sam's latest horseshoeing injury.
Oh man!
Yeah. Same song.
Same song.
Second verse.
Second verse.
Right.
Owie.
Yeah, horse jerked while he was trying to seat a nail, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as the horse jerked, it come down on his thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, at least he's got an excuse. I just whack my thumb. I mean, the horse is standing perfectly still.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd still whack my thumb.
Yeah, it still happens. You know, my left hand is loaded with scars because the hammer's in my right hand.
I know it. I just am not. They call me lightning.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Never hits twice in the same
spot. Never strike twice in the same spot. Yeah. That's right.
Well, and when you're shaping a tiny pony shoe,
yeah,
that knuckle right there gets in the way
every time.
Every time. Yep. You think it learned to stay out of the way.
Oh, it's been years since I've shot a pony. Thank heaven.
Thank heaven.
Yeah, we got a picture of one of Dad's fellow students at shoeing school.
Yeah.
On his knees, shoeing a Shetland.
Under a Shetland,
on his knees.
Well, the worst injury I ever got was from a Shetland.
Really?
Yeah, I was getting him trimmed up and brought his hoof forward to take the flares off.
Uh-huh.
And that dirty bugger reared up and smacked me right on the nose.
With his knee or with the other foot?
With his knee.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't stop, quit bleeding. And I couldn't see for an hour.
I believe this. This has happened to me, but not from a Shetland.
Been there.
Done that, but that reminds me of the story about Seth trying to trim the mule, and the mule cow kicks him with the onside hind.
Yeah, he just looked at me. The hat was laying on the ground. He just looked at me. Got out from under the mule, went over and sat on the tailgate and never said a word, never touched another mule.
Handed you the tools.
He's just, nope, not getting to it.
Man, boy, Seth has turned into a heck of a horseman.
Oh, man, oh, what a gracious trainer.
You know, if you need some good performance horses, that's right, Seth Ingram Performance Horses, look that up.
Yeah.
He's in Oklahoma now.
Yeah, he is.
And, man, what a hand.
He is a hand. Yeah. When it comes to these horses, he can get them to do just about anything.
You know, reining, working cow horses, all that sort of stuff. He's your man.
Yeah. He can make a push button horse.
That's a fact. Yep. Well, call Seth and tell him that he owes us money for the ad today.
A gratuity for today's ad.
That's right. Well, we are talking about same song, second verse.
Right.
Yep. We need to ditch out to a commercial.
Already.
And when we come back, Brent Hill's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.